Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really digging into something central for, well, anyone running a motor coach business.
Yeah.
Getting your pricing right.
Yeah, smart pricing. It's crucial.
We've got a fantastic source for you. It's a YouTube video from the TBN Drives channel. Mm. It's called Drive Time, Episode 1, Raise Price, Save Time. Really interesting chat between industry folks.
Yeah, sounds like a good one.
So our mission today is we want to cut through all the complexities and pull out some, you know, really actionable insights for you on pricing your services effectively, managing your inventory, mm-hmm. especially in today's market.
Okay.
Think of it like this. It's your quick guide to figuring out if you're actually making the most revenue you could be.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, the big question we're tackling is pretty fundamental. Mm. Are maybe some outdated pricing habits actually costing you money?
And you know what really jumps out right away from that conversation they had is this basic conflict, this tug of war a lot of operators feel. Well, on one hand, you've got that understandable worry about raising prices. You know, customers might push back.
Sure, competition too.
Exactly. But then that bumps right up against the very real need for more revenue. I mean, think about those ongoing challenges, finding good drivers, mechanics.
Yeah, the shortages are real.
And their point is pretty direct. Look, better pay helps solve a lot of those internal problems, but the hurdle everyone seems to see is that fear of being undercut.
The $600 a day guy.
Precisely. That sort of guy down the street who's charging way less, seemingly.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that fear. The $600 a day guy, it almost feels like this psychological anchor for the whole industry, doesn't it?
It really does. This constant worry that if you price based on, you know, your true value, someone's always going to swoop in with a bare bones deal and steal the business.
But the conversation, it takes this really interesting turn, right? They pivot. They move away from constantly looking over their shoulder at those like rock bottom prices.
Mm-hmm.
And they start focusing on something that might be even more valuable right now.
Which is the buses themselves.
Exactly. Your inventory, your actual limited number of buses.
Right. And if you sort of step back, look at the bigger picture, I mean, the last few years, they've really squeezed the market, haven't they?
Well,
we saw operators leave the business, and now travel's bouncing back strong. So we're often in the situation where demand is genuinely, truly outstripping supply in a lot of places.
More people wanting trips than there are buses available.
Or drivers to run them, crucially.
Mm-hmm.
So that traditional way of thinking, you know, calculate your hourly rate, your mileage, add your desired profit margin on top of costs.
Standard stuff.
Yeah, standard stuff. And it's still important, obviously. But it starts to overlook a massive opportunity in this kind of tight market.
And this is where it gets really insightful, I think. They make a super compelling case that in this current climate, especially on those peak demand days, we all know them.
Oh, yeah. Saturdays in the spring, fall weekends.
Right. The real leverage comes from strategically protecting that limited inventory to those buses.
Okay, explain that more. Protecting inventory.
Well, think about those last-minute calls you might get. Someone's original booking fell through, maybe with that cheaper guy, and now they're scrambling.
Happens all the time.
So, months ago, maybe they were chasing the lowest possible price. But now, availability is everything to them.
Price becomes secondary.
Exactly. Which highlights a key point they make, being sold out way in advance. It might feel like a win.
Yeah, it looks good on paper.
But maybe it's not. If your prices were actually way below what the market could have handled at that point, there's probably a higher price ceiling customers are willing to hit than many operators are exploring.
Especially when availability is tight.
It's about recognizing the true value of simply having a bus ready to go when others don't.
So this really brings up a crucial question for you listening right now. Are you maybe undervaluing what is fundamentally a finite asset?
Finite, yeah. A bus can only do so much in a day.
Right. The number of trips it can make, the available hours, these aren't endless. So setting appropriate minimum prices, particularly on those days, you know, or historically busy, becomes just essential for guarding that availability.
It's not necessarily about gouging at the last second every single time.
No, no, not at all. It's more about recognizing that, say, on a high demand Saturday, if you take a short, maybe discounted transfer early on,
uses up a bus.
It uses up a valuable slot, and that might stop you from grabbing a much more profitable, maybe longer trip that comes in later that day. You've essentially sold that slot for a lower return.
Right. Okay. And this feeds directly into why just doing a simple across-the-board price hike might not be the smartest play.
Yeah, we've all heard that advice, right? Just raise everything 5%.
Or 10%, yeah. And the initial math, it might look good. shows higher margins overall.
Looks appealing, sure. But the risk, the real danger, is you might accidentally push away a big chunk of your customers. You've priced yourself out for certain types of trips, maybe, or on days that aren't quite as busy.
So you lose volume.
You could lose significant volume.
So what's the alternative they're pushing?
What's really fascinating is their argument for embracing demand-based pricing. So instead of that blanket increase,
you get strategic.
Exactly. You strategically adjust your rates based on how supply and demand are naturally moving. When demand is high, buses are tight, guess what? People are generally willing to pay more.
That makes sense.
So you can actually engineer your pricing to reflect that reality. But, and this is important, they also give a word of caution. Don't make it too complicated.
Ah, the complexity trap.
Yeah. If you create this incredibly intricate web of pricing variables, it can become a nightmare to manage and even harder to adjust quickly when demand shifts, which it does.
So keep it usable.
Right. Aim for something that's responsive, but also relatively simple to actually implement and for everyone, including your team, to understand.
Okay, so give us an idea. What does a simpler but still effective demand-based model look like in practice? The video mentioned DATCO's approach.
Yeah, DATCO's approach is a really clear example they used. Their model looks mainly at the basics, you know, hours and miles for the trip. But the key difference is they set minimum price thresholds.
Okay.
And these minimums are specifically designed to protect their bus availability on those historically high demand days.
So on a peak Saturday, for instance.
On a peak Saturday, they actively avoid offering discounts, even if someone books way in advance or if it's a shorter trip. No discounts on those days.
Interesting. What's the logic there? Seems counterintuitive, maybe, not rewarding early bookers.
Well, the logic is actually quite compelling when you think about inventory. By not locking in those potentially lower-paying early bookings on your absolute busiest days,
you keep your options open?
To keep your options open, you strategically position yourself to capture the higher rates that usually come with last-minute requests, or those longer, maybe more complex trips that tend to pop up closer to the date.
So you sort of sacrifice a small early win for a potentially much bigger win later.
It's a calculated trade-off, exactly. A calculated loss of an early, lower-paying job for the potential of a much bigger gain when your inventory is really scarce and valuable.
And they compare this to other industries, right?
Yeah, the comparison to airlines and hotels really clicks here. I mean, as consumers, we're totally used to paying way more for a flight during the holidays or a hotel room during a big conference.
Yeah, we just accepted a surge pricing, basically.
We accept it. It's a model that, and this is key, with the right communication, the motor coach industry can absolutely leverage more effectively.
Right. Communication is key. Because trying to book a hotel downtown during, say, a massive festival, prices go through the roof. And mostly, people get it. High demand equals higher price.
Exactly. So the video really stresses educating your customers in the motor coach world about these demand-driven price changes. Maybe encourage flexibility.
Like, hey, travel on a Tuesday, it's cheaper.
Precisely. Highlight those potentially better rates on traditionally slower days, like Mondays or Tuesdays. Ultimately, they say it's like putting together a puzzle. You're constantly looking at your bookings, your price points, figuring out how to piece it all together to hit your monthly revenue goals.
Which naturally brings us around to technology, an area where, let's be honest, the motor coach industry is sometimes lagged a bit.
Historically, yeah. They even joke in the video about the initial resistance to just having a website.
Hard to believe now.
Right. And demand-based pricing is maybe another one of those areas where adoption has been slower compared to other travel sectors. Mm. There's a risk, too, if you rely only on that guru salesperson.
One who keeps all the pricing knowledge in their head.
Yeah. It can lead to inconsistency, right?
Yeah.
And it's not really data-driven. The big opportunity now is using technology strategically to, well, almost engineer better profit margins through smarter pricing. Pricing that's informed by actual data.
And that really highlights a critical shift in mindset, doesn't it? Moving beyond just focusing purely on managing costs.
Absolutely. The video points out the industry has a strong tradition, often through things like 20 groups, of meticulously tracking costs. Trying to trim expenses.
Which is vital, obviously. You have to control costs.
Oh, absolutely vital for any business. But if you focus too much on cost cutting, it can sometimes overshadow the huge potential on the revenue side that comes from smart pricing, especially demand-based pricing.
It's like there's an imbalance in focus.
Kind of. If you think about it, costs have a floor, right? You can only cut expenses so much before it starts hurting your service or your fleet maintenance.
True.
but the potential ceiling for your prices. Especially when you manage that limited inventory well in a high-demand market, that ceiling is arguably much, much higher.
And they shared examples of this working.
Yeah, really compelling examples. Operators who've successfully doubled their prices on peak days and still got the bookings. It just shows there's often untapped revenue potential out there.
So the challenge for you, the listener, is maybe to just experiment a bit.
Exactly. Even small experiments. Try raising your prices, maybe just on those days you know are going to be slammed. See what happens. What's the potential upside you might be leaving on the table right now?
Okay, now, we can't talk about pricing without touching on brokers. They play a significant role.
A very significant dynamic, yeah. The video sheds some light on how some brokers position themselves, sometimes acting almost like they are bus companies.
Like shadow operators?
Kind of, and that can inadvertently set market prices in ways that aren't always great for the actual asset owners, the operators.
And operators sometimes make it easier for them.
Well, the video suggests that slower response times from operators, maybe weaker marketing efforts, can definitely open the door for brokers to step in.
Hmm. And there was a statistic they mentioned that was pretty stark.
Oh, yeah. Quite striking. Brokers, on average, apparently often get 30% more than the actual motor coach operators.
Wow. For basically the same service underneath.
Essentially, yes. It really highlights a potential gap that operators might be creating themselves through maybe slower processes or less visibility. Which brings us to the power of being first.
First.
To respond.
First point of contact. It becomes incredibly important in controlling that sales process.
Yeah, absolutely. Being first isn't just firing off a quote faster than anyone else, though that helps.
Right.
It's about being the first to actually engage with the customer, to offer them the chance to book with you directly.
And DATCO's experience, which they discussed, really shows this. By being quick and proactive in responding, even if their price isn't the absolute rock bottom,
they build a connection.
They build that connection. They can understand the customer's real needs, and often they win the booking based on that responsiveness and service, even potentially overcoming a slightly higher initial quote.
Which really throws a spotlight on the downsides of those, old school manual sales processes.
Yeah, definitely. All that laborious data entry, slow quote generation, it puts operators at a real disadvantage compared to brokers who are often quicker, more tech savvy.
So technology becomes the equalizer.
Technology, like the platforms they mentioned, TBN, for example, can really level the playing field. It streamlines everything, captures data accurately, generates quotes faster, frees up your sales team from being bogged down in admin.
More typing, more selling.
Pretty much. It lets you match the speed and reach that brokers often have. And it's also about meeting customers where they are now.
Which is online.
Increasingly online, yeah. Expecting instant answers. Especially younger bookers, event planners. They live online.
And that efficiency boost, it must make a difference to the sales team's morale too. Less overwhelmed.
Huge difference. Less feeling swamped allows them to actually prioritize the leads that look most promising. The video also touches on a big trend we've seen post-COVID.
Which is?
A really noticeable jump in last-minute booking requests.
Oh, definitely. Seems like everyone waits longer now.
Exactly. And that trend puts a massive premium on responding fast. If you delay giving a quote, that opportunity can just vanish.
Especially for those emergency bookings.
Right. The client whose original plan fell apart and needs a bus now. In those situations, there's often way more willingness to pay a premium because availability is so scarce.
So you need tech that helps you see those requests immediately.
Yeah, tech that gives you real-time visibility, lets you prioritize easily based on, say, the departure date. It becomes crucial for capturing that high-value last-minute demand.
And there's a longer-term benefit, too, right? If you save someone's bacon last minute.
Absolutely. Successfully delivering in those crunch times, that builds incredible loyalty, huge repeat business potential. They gave that college example in the video, which was spot on.
Right. And some operators are even using tech to build, custom portals for big clients.
Yeah, dedicated online portals for high volume customers makes booking super smooth for them and really cements those key partnerships.
So all this tech and efficiency, it kind of forces a rethink of what the sales role even is in a motor coach company.
It really does. With tech handling a lot of the initial inquiry, the data gathering, your team can move beyond just being, order takers.
Right. They become actual salespeople.
Exactly. Their focus can shift to the stuff that really matters.
Yeah.
Proactive follow-up, actually closing the deals, building those long-term client relationships.
but the human touch isn't gone completely.
No, and that's crucial. They mention the smart decisions some operators make to limit fully automated quoting for really complex multi-day tours, for example.
Because you still need that expertise.
You still need human expertise, personalized service. That remains a key differentiator.
So technology is a tool to make the team better, not replace them.
Precisely. Make them more effective. The .co experience again showed this. It led to more efficiency, but also ultimately better customer support because the team had more bandwidth.
And even letting customers input some of their own complex itinerary details online first. That helps streamline things too.
Yeah, empowers the customer, saves the sales team time up front. It's a win-win.
Okay, finally, let's talk efficiency in the face of, well, chaos sometimes. Managing the sheer volume of work, all the last-minute changes we're seeing.
Yeah, that volatility is a major factor now. The video touches on the problem of, let's call them less reputable operators.
The ones who might cancel an early booking.
Exactly. Cancel an earlier, lower-paying booking if a much juicier last-minute trip comes along. It creates instability, right? And it puts a huge burden on sales teams who are constantly reacting, putting out fires, dealing with cancellations.
That sounds like burnout waiting to happen.
Total burnout potential. Technology offers real solutions here to help manage that increased workload, ease the pressure, and hopefully help retain those really valuable, experienced sales staff.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up for the listener if we boil it down.
Right. Key takeaways for you. First, really get a handle on the demand patterns in your specific market. Understand when you're busy, when you're not.
Then protect that precious bus inventory. Use strategic minimum pricing, especially on peak days.
Embrace simpler pricing models, ones that are adaptable, that respond to demand, but aren't overly complex to manage.
Leverage technology.
Yeah.
Use it to boost your sales efficiency, your responsiveness. Get those quotes out fast.
And finally, empower your sales team. Let technology handle the admin so they can focus on building relationships and actually closing deals.
I think the real aha moment in all this, for me anyway, is just recognizing how much untapped potential there seems to be with demand-based pricing, given how the market looks right now.
Yeah.
It's about like kind of challenging that deep-seated fear about raising prices and realizing that, hey, when demand is high and buses are scarce, your service is worth more.
Absolutely. And that leads us to maybe a final thought for you to really chew on. In this business environment that's changing so fast, mm-hmm. is your current pricing strategy truly a competitive edge, helping you maximize every dollar? Or could it maybe actually be a hidden liability, something that's leaving serious money on the table?
Ooh, provocative. So the challenge is,
what's just one small calculated change you could try today? Maybe just for one peak day next month. Test the waters of demand-based pricing. See what impact it has on your bottom line.
Yeah. Think about how these ideas apply specifically to your routes, your customers, the unique demands you face every single day.